The Champion's Mind with Paul Sung.
With the Singapore Marathon upon us this weekend, on The Champion's Mind today, we speak with two marathoners who'll be sacrificing their best performance to take on an important role at this year's race, that being race pacers, where they help others achieve their best by guiding them to finish their race in the best possible time. Cindy Gui and Lo Chu Chai may not be elite marathon runners, but their experience and the many marathons they've completed have left them wanting to share that feeling of a runner's high after completing one of the hardest physical endeavours, the 42.195km marathon. So what does running mean to them that leaves them in awe of the sport? I pose this question first to Cindy.
I think it's basically a self-discovery. It's a discovery of the strengths that I never knew were in me. I never knew that I had like the capacity to push past my limits. I always feel like, oh, this is my limits. This is the best that I can do. But when I actually achieve much more than that, then I realize that, hey, that's not really my limits. There's actually more to me than I think I have.
Running, you can really like offload your mind. You can like de-stress after a hard day of work. You just go out for a run, you sweat it out, and then you just let your mind get loose.
To sacrifice your best performance and take on the role of a pacer is something quite magnanimous as a competitive runner. So what made them take this on?
Most of the time, okay, the thing that really motivate me to be a pacer is that when I can help people to achieve their target timing. Because for a new runner, for them to complete a marathon with a certain timing is not that easy, and you require a lot of discipline. So it's very motivating for me to see them finishing the timing that they desire.
I've received a lot from pacers. I've joined training runs. I've pushed past many of the timings, shaved off timing, minutes off my PBs. So I've benefited, and at some point I decided that it's time to give back as well. So I decided that it's about time that I pick up pacing.
The marathon is not only demanding on the body, it is also an intense workout for the mind. From their personal experience, how should a runner take on these mental challenges of the marathon?
Okay, what I did for myself is that throughout the run, I will not think that I'm running. I will think of all the beautiful things that happened in my life, or things that are happy things, or what I want to do after the run. All this will keep me going.
Visualization helps a lot as well. Like when you're training for a run, you basically visualize yourself at that 10km mark, 20km mark, 30km mark. So you see yourself going up the hill, and you see yourself at the top of the hill feeling so great about like being able to push past that slope. So I think visualization actually is pretty important before a race. And I guess you can apply it to your daily life as well. Knowing that, okay, this promotion is hard. This piece of work is hard. Or maybe like family circumstances are hard. But if you can visualize yourself at the end of the road, victorious, actually helps a lot in the process, I feel.
So what's a champion's mind to these two selfless runners?
I think a champion mind would be a mind that don't give up that easily. That no matter, regardless of what things happen in life, take one step at a time, and you definitely will see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Eventually, this wall is just a mental barrier that you have built for yourself, and it's in your power to push past this wall.
Cindy Gui and Lo Chu Chai, your pacers at the Singapore Marathon 2018 on today's Champion's Mind. Download this from the Me Radio app to listen to this again. I'm Paul Singh with your marathon special on The Champion's Mind on 938 Now.